We are continuing in Perek Aleph, the first chapter of the Vavi Mishkan Evne. So the Mechaber highlighted this concept to us that when performing a mitzvos, it's not just enough to perform mitzvos. Rather, one has to perform the mitzvos in what he calls in a form of binyan. He says, to quote the idea, Ulam avodas Hashem hi einena rak kiyum shel mitzvos nifzaros kol pam Hashem zdamei lo la'adam. The proper performance of mitzvos is not simply just the performance of random mitzvos whenever they present themselves. Ela hatariag mitzvos tzarech she'adam yekaimam b'tzura shel binyan. Rather, a person has to perform mitzvos in a manner of building. I'll give you an interesting example of this, a simple example of this. So let's say we would all agree that helping an old lady cross the street is a big mitzvah. Okay, certainly it's a mitzvah of chesed, it's a mitzvah of kamocha, beautiful. What's interesting to note is, so what happens if I say, you know what, I'm clearing my schedule and all I'm doing the whole day, every single day this week, is I'm waiting by the corner to cross an old people. If an old person comes, I'm going to help them cross the street. So on one hand, is that a mitzvah? Is it beautiful? It's fantastic. It's incredible. Is that the way I should spend my time? So again, it's not pashut. It depends. Because on one hand, it's a beautiful deed. On the other hand, is that the proper way to construct my spiritual self? In other words, what the Mechaber is sensitizing us to is very often when we look at mitzvahs, we kind of look at a series of disconnected acts. There are 613 positive things that I could do. And chatov yachol, you know, grab what you can, perform the mitzvah, and beautiful. What we sometimes don't focus on is that mitzvos are not an end. Mitzvos are a means. They're the building blocks through which we construct a spiritual identity. And in order to construct that spiritual identity, I have to figure out, like, what goes on the foundation, what goes on the first story, the second story, the third story. And therefore, I have to approach my Yiddishkeit with a sense of chachma, with a sense of wisdom. What do I want to build and how do I want to build it? And then that will dictate what areas of spiritual service I should focus on. So in other words, if my goal is to become a certain kind of person, and that identity requires chesed, and it requires Torah, and it requires selflessness, you know, mesiras nefesh. So it could very well be that waiting by the corner to cross an old lady across the street the whole day is very nice, but that's not the way I'm going to build a personalistic sense of self. Therefore, a person needs clarity. I need clarity. How could I utilize mitzvos? How could I utilize Torah? How could I utilize avodas Hashem to build the best version of me? Mahu hareshis shel abinyan, mahu hemshech. What's on the foundation? Like, what do I have to lay down kind of first in my spiritual identity to solidify it? Umah tachlis shel kol kima mitzvos. And what is the purpose of everything that I'm doing? Kolomar, ala odom levarer ketzad kiyum hamitzvos bona as nafsho. A person has to give thought to how do the performance of mitzvos build my spiritual self? The ketzad hamahalich shakim hadvarim. And how do I kind of perpetuate this? Ma'u areshis, ma'u ahemshech, o ma'u tachlis. What's the beginning? What's the continuation? And what's the goal? Hatariyag mitzvos nitnu la'odom o'ulam ala odom levarer lo. This is incredible. All 613 mitzvahs were given to us, and they're all incumbent upon us. The shayla I have to try to figure out is, what should I start with? What should I start with? Now he quotes in parentheses over here, Kimuvan, Sheish mitzvah shal kol yom v'shal zmanim shepasha seder kiyumim v'lo b'zaskinon. So obviously we're not talking about, you know, there are certain obligations that I have each and every day. And then certain yamim tovim that occur. So obviously those become my obligations. But rather we're talking about it in a more general sense. Avas Hashem, a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiras Hashem, a reverence of Hashem, Dveikos Bashem, and clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvos Rabos, many different mitzvos, Vitzarech Lasos Seder Bidvar, and I have to create an order of performance. Iyedias HaSeder HaBarar, Hu Elam. So this, I can't express how profound this is. And when I learned this piece, it was such an epiphany, because what often happens, the Mechaber is describing over here, is that often in the pursuit of spirituality, we just, and it comes from a beautiful simplicity, we just grab it. We just grab whatever mitzvahs I can. So there's this mitzvah, there's that mitzvah. So whatever presents itself, I take and I grab and I do, and it's beautiful. The problem just is, and I think many of us experience this, is I'm living a life of Torah mitzvos. I'm doing what's incumbent upon me, but yet I don't feel spiritually fulfilled, or I don't feel spiritually actualized. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure out, like, why is that? Why is that? And the answer, says the Mechaber, because performance of mitzvos is not enough. A person has to have clarity of vision. Who do I want to be? What kind of person do I want to become? Okay, now that I have that vision, then how do I utilize Yiddishkeit? How do I utilize Torah? How do I utilize mitzvos? How do I utilize Avodas Hashem to be able to actualize that personalistic aspiration? That's the goal. That's how spirituality is supposed to be accessed. The problem is, all too often we access spirituality without vision. Without any level of vision, right? Without any plan. I just, you know, I do this, but there's no clarity of vision. The first step, says the Mechaber, is who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What kind of person? What's the identity I'm trying to create for myself? Once I know that, then beautiful, then what aspects of spirituality do I need to access in order to create that particular identity? Should I be a person that begins working on love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or begins working on reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Should I be a person who works on clinging to Hashem or other mitzvot? But again, the answer to all of that only comes after you have a vision for who you want to be. Once you have that vision, then ultimately mitzvot become the stepping stones, become the building blocks, the foundational pillars upon which to activate and actualize that identity. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkai Charam, wishing everyone a wonderful day.